And is this how we want to live our Brahmin life? Running, rushing, struggling, running after. And no, we don't. We want to be at peace. And we want to be filled with joy. So take these few moments to really take a few deep breaths and really kind of affirm to yourself that I want to slow down and take life easy. Okay, now I'd like you to imagine that you are a soul that's a few inches above your head. And that this soul, I the soul, I'm holding the strings to this body, the puppet. And I'd like you to walk only when the soul says that the body should move. So I'd really like you to create that connection between you, the soul, and the body. So just walk around now as though you, the soul, are mastering the body. And really try and be in that soul conscious stage. So just walk around, please. Again, just be fully mindful of the soul using the body. But again, don't just take the step. The soul is telling the body to take the step. Or to move the arm. And really, as you do this, try and get more and more into soul consciousness. This is not just fun and games, but it's really to use the knowledge, to practice it here, especially in Madhuban. Come around and just pick whatever flower you want from the bunch that they have. Parkin bhai, andar jao. So when you get the flower, just start observing it. You don't have a flower. Just raise your hands if you don't have a flower. Shaker, where are you? This side needs more flowers. So as I said, just observe. Please take a seat, yeah? So just observe the flower you have, and the color and the texture. And look how beautiful Mother Nature is. That it's perfectly color coordinated. And some of you might have received a leaf or a fern. And that's okay, because it's all part of nature. Anybody still doesn't have a flower? Okay. So yeah, just appreciate what you, and you pick this yourself, right? You were at that place at that time, and you picked this. So now I'd like you to walk around and just exchange yours with another. Just give a little drishti and exchange. Then look at the next flower and observe that and appreciate that. Again, the smell, let's say fragrance, the color, the beauty, everything. And now, do you like what you got? Okay, keep walking actually. The whole idea is, please, keep observing, keep walking, walking in soul consciousness. And then you can swap the flower again. Once you feel you've appreciated one flower, you can... And feel free to walk in any direction. Feel free, just feel free and light. There's no right, there's no wrong. So, what is better? Is it better to give or better to receive? And when we give, what's the feeling of giving? Like, how big is our heart when we give? Or do we feel, no, I don't want to get rid of this lovely flower. I like what I've got. Do I suddenly become attached to it? It's only in my hand for a few moments and suddenly I'm attached to it. And observe the feeling when you're giving it away. But this is life, isn't it? Everything comes to us and it passes. Nothing stays with us forever. Everything is passing. We enjoy it, we appreciate it, and then we let it go. And when you let it go, you get something else, something different. Keep what you have. Now imagine that this is it. This is the final moment. This is what is yours to keep. Are you happy with it? Perhaps some of you got back what you already gave out. That also happens in the cycle of life. Okay, just stand where you are, close your eyes, and my angels will come around. And you just take in the fragrance of the incense. Just close your eyes, close the sense of sight, and just take in the fragrance. And we always talk about the fragrance of spirituality. What is the smell of the fragrance of spirituality? It's divine. It's holy. Once again, just keep going back to soul consciousness. I, the soul, am taking in the fragrance through this physical body. And certain fragrances evoke certain feelings. Like incense always reminds me of India. Some memories are good, some memories are not so good. But again, we have to detach from that sense of the feeling that it creates. Am I a master of my feeling in that moment? Or am I just riding on that emotion? The difference between feeling and emotion. Vices create emotion. Virtues create feeling. So peace is a feeling. Peace should not become emotional. Okay, open your eyes and start walking around again. And this time we're going to walk like angels. I'd like you to really feel that you're an angel. And angels tread very lightly on earth, Mother Earth. They make sure that they do not hurt Mother Earth. Aware, fully aware. And what is the touch of an angel? When angels touch something, it becomes magical. So again, be mindful of that. I am the angel. So as I walk around at work, at home, how does the angel move around? Maybe you can just spread out to the side. I think they're saying you're a bit crowded around the candle. Just spread out to the side as well. Okay, and now the look of an angel. So when you go past each other, what is the look? What is the drishti of an angel? What is the smile of an angel? Baba says we are his angels. And so I, as an angel, am I spreading that light? What does it mean to spread the light? Just short drishti and move on. We'll have drishti later. Short drishti, exchange love, kindness, and keep moving. Which is again our life, isn't it? We just exchange with love at that glance, that loving care. And it means so much to people. angels. So again, angels will distribute a happy face. So once you get that, I'd like you to put that on. Dayanan bhai, aap haath mein le lo aur don't worry, there's enough for everyone. So let's just talk about happiness while you get the badge. Because happiness is a very important quality of Brahmin life. If we're not happy, then why are we Brahmin? Happiness is our treasure. That lost treasure that we have found again. Just raise your hand if you don't have a badge. Mona is here, just come here please. Yes, back to happiness. So ask yourself, am I a happy Brahmin? And if not, why not? What do I need to do to be a happy Brahmin? What are the issues I have to resolve? Some more badges needed here. Shekha, Vandana. Some more badges here. Can you, Usher, can you, Angel? Yeah, here they are. Just take from here. So it's okay, you can still wear the badge and still be reflecting without the badge. Okay, who doesn't have a badge? This brother. So the idea is that as you put on this badge, you commit. You commit to being happy all the time. Okay? So, when am I the most happiest? Is it when I'm sitting in yoga? Is it when I'm doing service? Or is it when I'm just meeting that VIP so I can send the news to Madhuban? Or am I just happy, being happy? Because if you can't be happy with a little, you can't be happy with a lot. Happiness has nothing to do with how much you have. Happiness is a state of being. So as you stand there, just bring a little smile to your face. how happy am I with Baba? Or am I constantly annoyed at him? That he's not doing this, he's not doing that, he's not fixing my life. What's the quality of my relationship with Baba? Okay, now once again, keep moving, and now we're going to move in the consciousness of being a king. So how does the king walk? How does the king or queen walk? Imagine that you are floating through your kingdom now. This is your kingdom. And how happy are you with your kingdom? This is a kingdom that you have created. Are you happy with it? And as you see each other, I'd like you to see each other as kings. As you cross each other, one king or one queen looking at another king or another queen. But do I see the other in that elevated consciousness, that they are a king? And the other consciousness you can keep while you're out there in the world is to always make sure you're wearing your crown. That crown, not literal crown, but the attitude, the consciousness, the awareness that Baba's making me so great. I'm so blessed. I'm so lucky. I'm the master of my life. I create what I want. Nobody's creating my reality for me. I'm creating it. So be the master creator of your life. Each one here is a master creator. Angels? Please. So all of you will now get a toli, but don't eat it till I tell you. If you like, you can leave your flowers by the candle thing, the first layer, as you're moving around, so you don't have to hold that. So just hold the toli in your hand. Just raise your hand if you don't have a toli. Yeah, this side always seems to be. Can we come here with the toli? Just keep your hands raised, yeah? Shubhai. Given. And don't worry, there's enough for everyone. There's always abundance in Baba's house. Who doesn't have? Okay, so just again stand for a minute. And I'd like you now to eat this toli, but in full awareness, full mindfulness, and to chew it very slowly. You need to take 5 minutes to eat this toli. Yeah, toli here. Who doesn't have toli? So eat this toli in mindfulness. And so this is the whole area of how much time are we taking? How much care are we taking when we sit and eat? Or am I rushing through life, eating the first thing that comes to me? Food should be respected because food creates my energy, my power, my strength. It's food for this temple. And we are lucky that we offer this food to Baba, and we offer it even when it's in front of us. And we now know it's a proven science that when we give our food that positive vibe, that really shifts or changes the molecular structure of ourselves. So I wonder how many times we have been healed just because we've eaten pure yogi food. And also they say that your food should be your water and your water should be your food. In other words, we should chew the food so well that we are drinking it. And our water, we should be chewing it a little bit in our mouth before we swallow it. So again, as you eat, in your heart, in your mind, just be really thankful that it is Baba that is feeding you. Even though you may be going to work and you're earning your own salaries, but it's really Baba and your good karma that is feeding you. And each time I put Baba in between the I and mine, then again that becomes power for the soul. And also if you eat slowly, if you chew and eat slowly, then you eat less. If you eat in silence, you eat less because you are fully in touch with your appetite. If we are talking or if we are watching TV or watching YouTube, then we don't know when we've become full and we keep eating. There's something called emotional eating where I just keep eating because I don't feel good. And the food becomes that filler for that emotion. So next time you eat your meal, just eat it slowly, chew it slowly, eat it in mindfulness, eat it with full gratitude of who it is that is feeding you. And especially for Brahmins, I would say if you offer bhog and feed Baba every day, Baba will definitely feed you, no matter what your circumstances. The very subtle but very strong karma we create with God. If we feed God now, then God will feed us for the rest of the cycle. we're creating such a karma that we are reassuring our well-being for the whole cycle. We will never, ever, ever go hungry. Okay, maybe you're still chewing, Angel. So angels will come round again and give you. This is what we call the friendship band, or let's say the brotherhood band. So just hold that, and if you're chewing, that's fine, keep chewing. Raise your hand if you don't have a band. Parking. This side we need some bands. I'd like you to now find somebody and give them loving drishti, and I'd like you to tie this band of what we say is purity, the band of brotherhood. So as you tie this band to them, really do it with that real sense of brotherhood. You can tie it round, turn it round a few times. So this is my long lost and now found brother or sister. How lucky I am to have found my family again. Who would have thought that Baba would bring together all the nations, all the cultures, and make us as one? Rejoice in this feeling that I'm so proud of you. And as you give the drishti, really wish them well. I really wish you well on your journey. I wish we all get to perfection. make sure everyone should have a band tied to them now, which is symbolic of the, as we know from our festival, the band of Rakhi, the band of purity. So do I take that vow of purity? What does purity mean to me? I was sharing this morning that purity means mastery. Every time I master something, I get purer and purer. Every time I master one of the vices, I get purer and purer. And that's why Narayan is the master. He's pure, absolutely pure. Fully mastered everything. All the senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the touch. So it's not a small path that we are leading. The destination is high, and we shouldn't fool ourselves. We have a long way to go and a lot to achieve. But we are doing it. And we have seen our ancestors do it. The dadis, the dadas, they've created their stage and they've gone. And we are following their footsteps. And the beauty is that it is possible. It's not far from our sight. Perfection is possible. Angel, the candle. Okay, let's have you walking again. You've been standing still for too long. So try everything now. Soul consciousness, angel, the king, the master, the puppeteer. Really be in full awareness of all these stages. That's why we have no time to waste actually, because there's so much we can be practicing. Yet why are we wasting our time in trivial matters, in trivial desires, in conflicts in relationships? There's no time for that. And if somebody else wants to conflict, you leave them to conflict on their own. You just detach, emotionally, mentally, step away and stay in your intoxication. In your lagan, we say, in your bhavana. In your pure feelings. Be lost in love, in your own self, in your own effort. Just raise your hand if you don't have a candle. This side again. Who has extra candles? Angels, come this side. Okay, just, yeah, keep your hands raised. This side, Shibai. Shaker, yeah. Sister. So we all know, right, that so as we all know, Baba's light lights everyone's light, right? So this one light is going to light everybody's light. So I'd like you to come and light your light, and when your light is lit, you have to go and light somebody else's light. it's our duty that once our light is lit, that we light somebody else's light. Sister, please, don't light somebody else's light. And this is that sense of duty, that sense of responsibility that we owe to Baba. Light is also truth, actually. When I know truth, when I have truth, I have to share that. And of course, be careful with the candles. So just move back and light somebody else's light. Keep moving back. Everybody's candle is lit. So I'd like you to walk around slowly holding this candle. I'd like you to walk around and just see how much attention it takes to keep this flame lit. Maybe move towards this side, since you're a bit crowded there. So this is the story of King Janak. As you walk around, I'm going to tell you the story of King Janak. So King Janak was known in Indian mythology to be a really good king who used to run his kingdom really well. And everybody used to ask him, "What's your secret?" So he used to give everyone one of these little lights, and he'd say, "Okay, take this light and go and observe my kingdom. But when you come back, you make sure the light is still lit." And that was the condition. You can see my kingdom, but take this light and make sure it doesn't blow out. And so this person would go, walk around the kingdom, and they would come back. And King Janak would ask, "Well, what did you see?" And they would say, "Well, not much." And he said, "Why?" And they said, "Because I was too busy making sure that this lamp would not blow out." And this is our story, isn't it? That Baba says, live in the world and travel and tour and eat what you want, but make sure your light does not blow out. And what does it mean for the light to blow out? It means not to lose my peace, not to lose my happiness, not to get caught up in the mundane, in the material, in the desire of want, to really simplify our life, to create less desires. And there's another story also of mindfulness and awareness. So again, keep moving, because you have to experiment this, and you will remember this later, how much attention it took to keep your light from blowing out. So the other story is of an experiment, a real experiment that was done in New York City. Either New York or Washington, I'm not sure. But it was in a subway station. And there was a violinist playing during the peak time in the morning. And the experiment was to see how many of us are really aware and observant and appreciative of what's going on around us. And so what happened is, after the first 20 minutes or so, somebody stopped. And, stood there, listened a bit and moved on. And then another person with the child wanted to stop and listen. So he pulled on his mother's arm and said, "I want to stop and listen." So they stood. Anyway, after the 2 hours, he earned something like $32. Through, we call it busking. And this violinist was the world famous violinist, Joshua Bell. And he was playing with a violin of worth like a few million dollars. But because people were too busy and too hurried to get to where they wanted to be, they missed this golden musician and the beautiful pieces that he was playing. And in the concert, the night before, his concert was sold out, over $100 a seat. So that's the question to you. How much are we missing out in life because we are just too busy, caught up? And especially with our phones now, mobiles, and the applications, how much are we caught up in all that, where we miss the moment, where we don't meet and greet? So when you're ready, I'd like you to leave your candles on the outer edge, and then I'd like you to take a seat. And you can sit on the steps or the chairs. But just slowly, just take your time, no rush. And we'll finish with some meditation, diamond meditation. You can sit on the steps, it's all clean. Silence. Angels, can you give out the last thing? So all of you now are going to get a diamond. It's plastic, but it's very valuable. And I'll tell you why. just hand out the diamonds, please? Just hold that in the palm of your hand when you get it. Raise your hand if you don't have a diamond. So as you hold this diamond, it's symbolic of I, the soul, the diamond. So let's do a few affirmations on I am a diamond. So yes. I am a diamond, precious and pure. So invaluable. And the Supreme Baba is really polishing me, the diamond. Just as Baba needs, or just as I need Baba, Baba needs me. And all I need to do is shine, sparkle and shine. That's my only job. In your mind, you can repeat these sentences. I am special. I am important. I deserve. I am abundant. I am always overflowing. Thank you. and I have so many gifts to offer. I'm so blessed. Leave you now for a few moments to sit with Baba. To have a heart-to-heart.